This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That's where you at. It is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Give you the sound of Sis Margaret Motsoage featuring the late Nana Coyote. And the title of the song, Ain't No Need to Worry. It's going to be all over. It will be all over in the morning. So you keep trusting in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And I've said, my family, that I will be talking to Pastor Lucas Ngosi. And today, Pastor Lucas says how God views fruitfulness and profitability. He's on the line with me right now. Muruti, how are you?
Hey, I'm well, and you, Sis Bongi, and the Radio Pulpit family.
We are so blessed. Always awesome to be talking to you. Always ready to learn something new. So we are excited about it.
Hey, man. Hi. Var Jason de God.
And Desvar, Urlikani, nothing else more than him. Desvar, Desavarate. So, Muruti, we're talking how God views fruitfulness and profitability. Maybe if we can explain the two words first and then check how God views them against what we thought he views these.
Yeah, we bless the Lord and we really appreciate the opportunity once more to share the word of God. Yeah, so this is something that has been troubling, you know, my heart as I meditate on the word of God and following, you know, what I see as some other people in some disciplines, but as I follow the evidence.
Yes.
Yeah. You know that word about fruitfulness, you know, which is a word that speaks of, you know, productivity, as in what we produce, and as well as the word profitability, meaning, you know, what profit, what do we gain, what is it of value? Because sometimes, you know, one of those big questions that we must ask ourselves as believers, you know, there's a lot of things that we are doing as believers, a lot of activities that we are doing. But now we must come to a point where we reflect to say, okay, but we are doing a lot. We are doing a lot of activities. But here's a question which is as well as has been bothering me to say, but how fruitful are we? What is it that we are producing out of the many activities that we are doing? And then how profitable, what value, you know, do we derive or do we get from all these activities? Because at times we may be busy doing a lot of things, and then having done a lot of things, then at the end of the day, there's nothing, you know. Peter is saying to Jesus in, is it Luke chapter 5, where he say, Master, we've tried all night. We've toiled. The whole night.
But nothing.
Hey, Peter, you left home, leaving your family to say, hey, I'm going to work. You know, I'm going to do this. And the next thing in the morning, your family is waiting for you. And you are to face them with nothing to show. Activity has taken place. But what is it that you came up with from that activity? Those are the kind of questions that we need to ask ourselves. There's a lot that we are doing in terms of our programs as children of God, you know, a lot of meetings that we have, but what is it that has come out of whatever that we're doing? We need to evaluate, you know, how we do things, whether it's at church and whatever spheres of influence, wherever God has placed us to say, but okay, what have I produced, you know? And then what value did I bring or did I gain out of whatever has been done? Let me make an example.
Okay.
You know, for an example, with our prayer meetings, you see, we have our prayer meetings, but what value, you know, have we drawn out of our prayer meetings? you know, or we just stepped there, shouted and not even taken the time to hear from God. Because of in our prayer meetings, we've been positioned to ourselves to say, but Lord, there are things that we don't understand. We are not clear about. And your word is saying we should call unto you, you'll answer. You see, he's saying, call unto me, I will answer. Show you great and wonderful things that you know nothing about. We might have done the calling. Calling unto him, but did we draw the value out of the calling out of him by making sure that we position ourselves to hear from him so that he shows us those great and marvelous things that he promised, that when we are calling unto him, so that says to us, okay, if we have not yet come out with what we were calling him for,
yeah.
Then ask ourselves, I spent hours calling upon him. Did I position myself to hear from him, or was I too busy? Or did I rush out of the prayer room before he showed me the things he said he will show me, which is the value that is attached to prayer, you know? Yeah, like I normally say to people that the purpose of prayer is not to pray again. The purpose of prayer is to access, you know, the mind of God, to have a clear, step out of the prayer room with a blueprint, you know, with those things that you, the directives from God to say, but Lord, I need clarity. That's why I'm praying.
I think Maruti, when it comes to our prayers, when we're talking to the Lord, we fail to understand that it's a two-way conversation. We have been taught that you take it all to the Lord in prayer. So that's all it is to us. You don't even wait to hear what he's got to say. You just took it all to the Lord in prayer. I gave it to him and I'm out of it. So we fail to understand that two-way. And that's why we just talk to the Lord but come out empty. Not knowing exactly what God said to us. Because nobody has taught us. Nobody has taught us.
That is why we devalue. We devalue prayer.
Even prayer.
Because it feels like, why pray? What profit are we drawing from praying? You know, what have we produced, you know, from praying? But those who have taken the time to, you know, apply, you know, like as Jeremiah, God is speaking Jeremiah, that call unto me and I will answer, show you great and marvelous things. Those who have seen, you know, the value of prayer in the sense that, I won't just wait here, you know. I will wait here, like Habakkuk saying, I will wait here until he answers me. And now God responded in chapter 2. Hence we have a response of God that not the vision waits appointed time, you know, wait for it, though it tarries. So when he stepped out of that position of prayer, because in chapter 1 he's seeing and lodging a complaint and praying unto the Lord, in chapter 2 God is responding back to whatever he you know, Habakkuk was praying about in chapter 1. So things like that. Now for a person who have seen that value, who has drawn profit, you know, from prayer, and something came up with something that was produced from a place of prayer, every time when an opportunity to pray, you know, comes along, they grab it because they know that, hey, I can't trade this prayer. My moment of prayer for anything. Be busy, shout, jump, and so on. I know that once I get into that spot, I come up with something that is bigger than what I would get trying to do anything else, and then at the expense of praying. So it's things like that. I've just used prayer as an example. But a lot of programs, like you know, I've been joking around telling some people that, you know, these days, even something that is hard for me to do now, you know, is to preach. And somebody, I remember, a week ago, says to me that, hey, amen. How can you say that? Aren't you a pastor? Hard to preach. Mfundisi, this is your job. I'm saying, no, the hard part is the reflective side of, you know, the activity, that activity of preaching, to say, man, I have gone past that place where, like, I just preach for the fun of it.
You want to see results.
Yeah, and, you know, people shouting, it's powerful. I'm done, you know, preaching for the sake of getting a reaction. Hey, Shumala Mfundisi, that's powerful. I've gone past that level, you know, of saying, hey, it's powerful. That was great. You know, because I'm like, oh, so all the effort of waiting upon the Lord, seeking the Lord for direction, just ends at the clapping of hands. It ends at the shouting. The question is, what product, you know, what fruit came out of that teaching? What fruit came out of that teaching? If I'm teaching on something,
what did people take home with them?
Yeah, I can teach because I chose prayer, for an example. I'm teaching on prayer to an audience, you know. And they get excited. Yo, that was powerful. Yo, I embella. We must pray. End of the story. No. After teaching about prayer, how many of the people who were in that audience can pray?
Yes. Okay.
You know, so I must check. Was my presentation on prayer, you know, fruitful? You know, was it profitable? You know, was there something to gain? Now, if I can finish presenting and I'm saying, okay, the people grabbed it. And because of the word profitable, it's also, you know, an economic thing to say, okay, here are 10 people. I've been preaching or teaching on prayer and only two are able to pray.
Then there's a problem.
After I've taught. So in terms of profit, no. The equation there doesn't balance. It doesn't balance. I must ask myself that after such an effort, only two. I must be worried with the eight. To now make a follow-up to find out, okay, the two, at least they managed to grab it. Now I have to work on the eight and find out, okay, from the presentation I was presenting on prayer, where are your challenges, you know, and walk the journey with them until they get it. And when they get it, I know that, you know, next time I'm saying, okay, this is a time of prayer, Basalwani. Let's pray. Nobody will be watching at me, looking at their phones, you know, anxious to say, Bakwetalini, Siekaya, you know, kind of faces, our phone is outdated and so on, because I will know that these 10 people know, you know, the value, they can see the value, where there are challenges, then we ask questions and so forth. Then, come month end, then I can take an audit, you know, of all the presentations or all the teachings that I've done to say, take an audit. Or on Sunday one, we were talking on prayer, and then the prophets, our spreadsheet, and check. We do accounting. We must account and check, okay, this is the kind of energy work that was done to prepare messages and so on, to work on the people or on the balance sheet. Okay, out of that teaching, so many people got to understand what prayer is, and they are able to pray. So for this month, we know on the subject of prayer, we are sure that moving to the next month, we have people who can pray. Sure. So if on any other teaching, you know, to say, then the question is, was the teaching on prayer fruitful and profitable? Then it is a yes, a resounding yes. You know, and you know what is disturbing? You know, it's scriptures like Isaiah 48 verse 17. God is talking about himself there. He's saying he's the one who teaches us to profit.
Yes.
Meaning we should not just do activities for the sake of doing them. God is so committed to us being profitable that he's willing to teach us on how to profit in whatever thing that he has given to us, in whatever thing that he expects of us. You remember in Matthew 25, the guys with the talents.
Mm.
You know, and which was an example, a parable, so that we see how God values the issue of profitability. One was given five, the other two, the other one. So the first one was profitable. Whatever that was given,
he doubled
multiplied it.
Yes.
Yeah, double, 100% profit. Yeah, even the second one, 100% profit. The one with the one came up with excuses to say, you are a hard man. You are looking for profit on what you did not work on. No. I can't do that. So I took your precious thing, hidden it, under the ground to keep it safe so that when you want it, you can get it back. Yeah. And did you see when the master came back and responded to that attitude? He called it wickedness.
Yeah.
The master said, that's wicked. That when you are entrusted something and then you can't multiply it. Yeah. You can't multiply it. And that's Jesus talking, saying, when the master comes back, wicked. So how many of us? That's why it's good, as much as I believe in the coming back of the Lord and so on. But I'm one person, I'm thinking, hey, no. Jesus, I'm not ready for you. No, you can't come now. Because when you come back and you ask me, of all the things you have given me, what profit have I produced? Am I still remaining with the thing that you have given me, or have I produced? You know, for an example as well, in terms of the, he said, go and make disciples. So the question would be, as for me, as Lucas, how many disciples have I made? And when the Lord comes, what will I say to him? So I have to make sure that now I produce, and you know, the principle of a seed is you produce after your kind, you know. How many of the people of my kind have I produced with the gifts and the abilities and everything that God has given us? If I'm good at praying, how many people who can pray have I produced? If I'm good in studying the Word of God,
how many?
Yeah, of that kind. If I'm good in business, how many have I produced? Yeah, then if I haven't been profitable, guess what? Jesus calls that wickedness. And God is saying, I'm the one who teaches me. I mean, who teaches you how to profit. So if I don't know how to profit, how to produce more, with the little he has given me.
Sure.
He's saying in Isaiah 48, verse 17, I'm the one who teaches you how to profit. You remember David? Those guys we call David's mighty men, the condition in which they were at their worst. They were in debt, in distress, and so on. So David took such type of people, transformed them into mighty men. And guess what? He was a mighty man. He killed a giant, Goliath. Got the people who knew nothing about killing giants. And out of them, in the condition where they were, produced giant killers to a point that the next time when an opportunity to kill other giant came, the people that he raised told him to say, there's no need for you, O king, to go to the battle, because should anything wrong happen with you and you are killed, the light of Israel will die. You remain. Whatever that you desire to see in terms of results, You don't need to be there to see the kind of results you are looking for. You have worked on us and you invested in us. All that we need to know on how to deal and kill giants, you invested in us. And guess what? Those guys killed the giants in the absence of David. Now, if you are a leader and every time the giants need to be killed and you are there, you are unprofitable and unfruitful.
Yeah.
And Jesus says it's wickedness. So it means I can be wicked as a leader, you know. I'm wicked, you know, because of they only win because I'm around.
So
that's
if
why
I'm
now
not
we
there,
have a problem.
If I'm not there, then kimatat.
Yeah. If things are to work, excellence is produced because I'm there. There's a problem with me. It means I'm not doing my work. I'm not being productive. I'm not being profitable because there's only me. If God can remember me and take me to heaven, now what will happen to the people who are around me?
It means they are dead. The ministry is dead.
The ministry is dead.
Yeah.
And what is it that I will show to the Lord?
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, okay, what did I do with what he has given me?
Yeah.
I'm unproductive. Unprofitable servant.
Sure.
But now I have to come to a place, we have to come to that place to say, oh, you have given me so that I can produce after my kind. If I'm a giant killer,
then let others come who are of who are like me.
The day I cough and so on and so on, there's somebody to fill that gap with the excellence. And, you know, back in the days, you know, when I was teaching Bible school on a full-time basis, I used to tell the students to say, guys, you know, if I'm here and I'm teaching you something and you underperform, you know, than how I've taught you, I failed in my role, you know. And if I teach you, and all that you can teach, and how far you can teach, is where I've ended. I've failed in my role. But if I teach you, and you take this as a stepping stone to go further than where I've challenged you, then I've done my work.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a blessing to see some of these people that I used to teach. Yeah.
Now I understand.
Wonderful.
Now I understand. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, you will do much more than you will do much more. So he is that kind. He is that leader who's an example, a leader who shows you and says, go run, but you will do much more than. Yeah, okay, Muruj, let's take a break. I'm just reminded that during COVID-19, we've lost a lot of leaders, and many churches had issues because none of the people was trained to take over where the leaders left, whatever. The ministries were affected. Some needed guidance, and there was nobody to guide them because their leaders never took that time to empower. But Muruti, when we come back, then Muruti Lucas is teaching right now, and I'm realizing, Lord, I am toiling and I'm toiling and I'm catching nothing. I am not a good leader right now. It's like I've hidden my talent. It might be personally in my life, I'm realizing that. It might be that I'm called as a leader and I'm realizing that. What do I do to fix that and become fruitful as according to the word of God, and even profitable as well? But let's take a break. Mandisa says, we were born for this. We are born for it, but are we doing it?
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwalakatswa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheeletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwalakatswa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša SANNET go 0-20-334-4-5-4. Goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3-7-8-7-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
By Finbond Groep Beperk waarborg ons jou kapitaalbelegging, sowel as rentekoers van 11,25% teen ons eie kredietwaardigheid, deur jou kuponkoers van 11,25% oor 5 jaar te kapitaliseer, kan jy 'n gemiddelde jaarlikse rentekoers van so hoog as 15% verdien. Finbond Groep Beperk, lae risiko, hoë beloning. SMS RK na 30635. BSNV's geld.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is Where You At. Gave you the sounds there of Mandisa, the late Mandisa, born for this. And that song is connected to the story of Esther, who became a wife in a foreign land, a wife to a king in a foreign land. But yeah, Muruti, I look at that and I'm like, fruitfulness. So I wonder about Esther. Yeah. And there was death. There was death hanging on her head, and she went in. Yeah, because bamu budi chavare nganiyan. Hey, uban. Hey, we tlhaga. Ah, muri mutla bimisha baba. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the value?
What is it?
Of being in that position.
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
So my family.
Yeah,
rulevele. My family, we are with Pastor Lucas Nkosi, and we're talking about how God views fruitfulness and profitability. Let me quickly take a family member. They've been calling, and yo, give us a little. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed, John Mez. How are you?
And it's a wiki, Jimmy's.
Thank you. And the last one, forget Kona Mati.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Ngobe iyo indlela esixhumana noNkulunkulu ngayo umkhuleko. Kepha manje inkinga yenu Dlamini la emasontweni anisifundisi ukuthi kukhulekwa kanjani.
Yeah,
ukuthi kahle kahle yini umkhuleko. Ngobe kunomkhuleko wokumistara kuNkulunkulu lapho utshela uNkulunkulu ngaye ukuthi ubani, wenzani, unjani. Awuqeli lutho. Then kunomkhuleko wokuqela kuNkulunkulu. Then kunemkhuleko wepetition. May konke lo uma sineke sakwazi. Uthola sicela nezinto ongafanelanga sizicele kuNkulunkulu. Ngobe uma izulu likaNkulunkulu lithi ngaphiliswa ngemivimbo yaJesu, mara mina ngisacela uNkulunkulu ukuthi akangiphilise. Musube ngenza umkhuleko o wrong. But ngobe mina ngazi u right la kimi. Lithizwe laNkulunkulu lithi bazowazi njani bangafundiswanga. Mini blame yonke ngiyibeka kini bafundisi bami. Kuthi namhlanje sikhuleka wrong nje kungenxa yokuthi anisifundisi. Abazalwane uyakhulela kuNkulunkulu ucela imali. Ucela imali ayikho kuNkulunkulu. Abazalwane sicela izinto ezi-wrong kuNkulunkulu, izinto okufanele sikhuze uSathane ngegama lakaJesu ukuthi aziyeke, thina sizicela kuNkulunkulu. KuNkulunkulu kufanele sazi ukuthi uma siyokhuleka sisuke siyowenzani, senzani la kuNkulunkulu. Ngoba ukukhuleka ukukhuluma noNkulunkulu, akusiko ukukhuluma noSathane. Kona manje ngiyakhuleka ngidumisa uNkulunkulu uma ngisuka lapho, get out! Hayi bo, songenaphi uSathane kanti nabe ngikhuluma noNkulunkulu? Sifundiseni bafundisi ba.
Sure. Mavungo says that we need our pastors to educate us, to teach us on these matters, because we do things the wrong way. We pray the wrong way because we were not taught. At the end of the day, we meet failures, we are disappointed, but the problem is the teachings that we get from our churches. May the Lord help us in this regard. You know, as Baba is talking, Muruti, I'm reminded that in some churches, there is no way that I can pray for myself. I would always call Muruti. My child is sick. I can lay hands. The Bible says lay hands on the sick. But I want Muruti has to come and lay hands. In some churches, like, pastors are overworked, like really overworked, because they move from one house to another. And it's not that they want it like that. They are also exhausted. Mara, because of the teaching, as Baba says, they find themselves now overworked when they could have empowered others so others could lead.
Yeah. So that's the challenge, you know, of not bearing fruit, you know, and a challenge, you know, of doing things not in a profitable way, you see. So because fruitfulness will say, I mean, grow beyond yourself. I mean, that seed principle, you know, how do you get it right? Show us how do you get it right. That's why it's your teaching. And after people have been taught, then walk the journey with them in terms of mentoring, you know, to make sure that you see that they are getting the teaching. And where there are gaps where maybe here and there they are challenged, then the coaching element comes in so that you deal with those specific areas to say, but where are the barriers so that they can break the barriers, you know, that are hindering them, you know, to reach that point where they are good at, you know, doing this thing. Like we did an example with prayer. And then, hey, Babunkosi is saying something heavy there and saying the blame will be on us. That's why I'm saying these days is so hard even for me, because I think
it has to be profitable at the end of the day, whatever that you teach.
Yeah, because I'm like, hey, people are here, and I'm scared to say, hey, and the next thing, I'll be teaching on something, they can't get it, they'll go back home, and if they are coming the next Sunday, what will happen to them in the next 6 days?
You know, so, I'm also thinking, I'm reminded, Muruti, that the Bible talks about the judgment that is going to start within the church, and it's going to start with those who are teaching the word. And I think sometimes we forget that the responsibility that is there. Are we fruitful in that space? Are we profitable? I think that, sometimes there can be some challenges there, but But we need to press on and make sure that at the end of the day, it's the kind of fruitfulness that God will be proud of us for.
Yeah.
The produce that will bring forth, because he's looking at that. And may God help the churches, the church leaders, those that he has put in authority in our churches. A family member says, Shalom, my queen and Muruti and Gosi. How sobering and scary at the same time. We must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We have forgotten the Great Commission, my queen. Lord, help us. And even there in that Great Commission, are we doing it right?
Yeah.
I've heard that in the trains, there were people who would do the Great Commission, but doing it the wrong way. At the end of the day, losing more of God's people than gaining them as well.
Yeah.
So are you the kind of fruit that is edible? Are you fruitful as well? Muruti, that is like, so if I'm realizing that something is wrong on my side, what do I do?
Yeah, it goes back to what Ubaba Nkosi, you know, highlighted, as well as you have highlighted the aspect of, you know, equipping people, and not only, you know, equipping people to rely on us, you know, as a leader, what is it that you are good at? And show people how to excel like you excel, so that in your absence, you know, they can excel like you and beyond. That's you quoted something powerful from John chapter 14:12 there, where Jesus saying, the works that I do, you know, you will do not only what I did, but even far greater works, because I'm going to the Father. So Jesus, that's why he would, even though he was doing the work, he would spend most of his time equipping them. It was like a mobile class every time he's traveling with them, to show them that now this is how I do it. You see me do this. Okay, fine. And they would ask questions. But how did you get it right? And it's like, okay, this one, handle it this way. And the other point, he will be like, okay, hey, you've been in class, you've been observing me and so on. I'm giving you an opportunity. Go to cities ahead where I am to come.
And practice.
And practice the stage. Yeah, because class is continuing on the field. And they would practice, come back excited to say, even demons, yay, they obey us in your name, and say,
be happy that your names are.
Yeah, be mindful of this. That's why now, come the day of Pentecost, even the Peter who ran away took the challenge. Yeah, the fishing. Remember, he said, I will make you fishers of men. So he was mastering the fishing now on that day of fishing men, to say, oh, the bait is here. They see something has happened. And on that day after a sermon, 3,000 came. From there, they continued to teach them. And daily the Lord was adding. They were being fruitful, you know. Their efforts were productive. Their efforts were accounting for something. They were not doing things for the sake of doing them and passing time. And guess what they did, those guys, you know, on their part, because Jesus worked on them. They worked on the ones they ministered to. And out of the group that they were teaching and equipping, you know, remember that time of persecution where everybody was scattered. When they were scattered, the Bible says some reached as far as Antioch, you know, and they started to preach there, people got saved. And Jerusalem heard that, hey, yeah, there's a work that they started in Antioch, started by the people that we have raised.
All right. Murut,
Can
we come back tomorrow? Please check your tomorrow. Let's wrap it up nicely tomorrow. Let's talk about when can we meet with you again tomorrow and wrap it up nicely. Muruti, have a blessed, blessed one. Thank you so much for talking to us. I fail. So let's check tomorrow. Thank you so much, Muruti. May he bless, may he keep keeping you.
Amen. Now we are grateful, Sis Bongi and Radio Pulpit family.
I'm signing out, and that is Pastor Lucas Nkosi. He's available on Facebook with a black car there. Lucas Nkosi on Facebook, 078-910-2593. His digits where you can get hold of him. I am signing out. You and I are meeting tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on Heart to Heart with me up until 3 o'clock. And also, we are going to, next up, we are going to have Dramini Johan Elton on something else. And afterwards, Lukumkwedi Puti on Spectrum from 4.6 ear. And I'm leaving you with the sounds of 3C Live featuring Arch Bilankulu. And the song is Unstoppable. Let's go and become the right disciples. Hey.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.